You're listening to the Hello Wyoming Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello and welcome back to the Hello Wyoming Podcast. Today we're here to talk about the Muddy Creek Historic Byway with Rocco O'Neill. Rocco is an Economic Development Director at the City of Evanston, Wyoming. Evanston is the county seat of Uinta County, located in the southwest corner of Wyoming on the border with Utah. Hey, Rocco.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Doing just fine. Thanks for being here again. Could you tell us a bit about yourself before we get started?
I work for the City of Evanston in the Community and Economic Development Department. I also work with our Lodging and Tax Board for Recreation and Tourism. And so I've volunteered to participate in my first podcast. And so thank you guys for having me.
You bet, Rocco. We are so happy to have you here. So the Muddy Creek Historic Backway winds through Muddy Creek, which is its namesake. It's a popular spot to set up camp for travelers on the Oregon, California, and Mormon trails. Muddy Creek was also a stopping point for the Pony Express. This 25-mile drive starts in Fort Bridger and visits the various ghost towns of this very historic region. So why was Muddy Creek such a popular stop for those traveling across the country in the pioneer days?
Yeah, Muddy Creek was a part of the Oregon Trail and California trails. So like we mentioned, the Fort Bridger was kind of the confluence for all of these trails. So the Muddy Creek Byway ran along the river. It was plentiful for water and resources and grass to feed the ox and the cattle and the horses. And so it just made sense to come into the west from the east along Muddy Creek into Fort Bridger.
Got it. So it was kind of a natural roadway.
Yeah, that's correct. And everyone needed supplies at the fort. And so they were heading to the fort anyways. It was like you mentioned, it was a natural pathway, roadway right into Fort Bridger.
So it was very much a necessity to travel that byway, which is now a byway, but back then it was the main road.
Yeah, that's correct.
So these people would travel from east to west on the Oregon Trail, and they would wind up camping as they went. Can you still camp in this area nowadays?
So now the Muddy Creek kind of runs along County Road 173 and also runs parallel to the interstate. There's not a lot of camping on County Road 173, but on County Road 271, just to the east, there's plenty of camping up in Meek's Cabin Dam and the Smith's Fork and the Black's Fork. If you hop over to County Road 271 and make your way south, there's plenty of camping spots.
Got it. Is this developed camping, which is where you have campsites, or is it dispersed, kind of like a natural national forest where you just get to walk out and camp where you can?
A majority of it is going to be dispersed. There are some semi-developed campsites. I don't know if you could qualify them as fully developed. Some of them have, you know, restrooms in the area, but certainly Meek's Cabin, Smith's Fork, Black's Fork, those will be kind of nicer groomed camp areas. Dispersed camping in the national forest is through the national forest permit only. So,
got it. So since it is a back way, would you recommend that folks in large high profile vehicles such as RVs kind of avoid camping in this area?
That's probably wise. These are back roads, some two track. A lot of them are groomed county roads, but it may be a little risky for a high profile vehicle to find its way back there.
Good to know. So definitely one of those that you might want to have four wheel drive. Let's move back to the history of this area because it is so rich. What notable groups passed through this region during their trek west on the trail system?
Yeah, like we mentioned in one of our past episodes, this area was kind of a main stopping point for mountain men, Mormons, and Native Americans. So Brigham Young's Mormon pioneers were one of the first to stop and set up kind of a developed town, if you will. Obviously, the Native Americans have been there for thousands of years. They had their areas developed. But I would say it's most famous for the mountain men, the Oregon Trail travelers, and the Mormon pioneers.
And in addition, the U.S. Army and then later the Transcontinental Railroad also were in this area.
Yeah, that's correct. And they were sort of all intermingled. It was a fight for sovereignty. It really was. So Brigham Young and the Mormons had kind of claimed this as their territory. And they took over the court systems and the school systems and these sort of systems. And Jim Bridger and the mountain men who established the fort and kind of grew up and built the area came to not so much appreciate that. And eventually the federal government came down and got involved in what was the Utah Territory. And the Mormons, after they had established and settled in the Salt Lake Valley, came north up to Fort Bridger and wanted to establish a trading post of their own. And they came to not so much appreciate Jim Bridger and their group there selling illegal items to the Native Americans. And the Utah War was a fight between essentially the Mormon Church and the federal government over sovereignty of the Utah Territory. So there's just a ton of amazing history in this area. Fights between the Native Americans and the Mormons and the federal government and the pioneers and mountain men. It was just really, it was a popular area in the mid-1800s, let's just say that.
Yeah, sounds like things kind of got chaotic at times.
They most definitely did.
Got it. I could understand so. Well, to the point of all of that history, Wyoming, especially Western Wyoming, is one of few parts in the country where you could actually walk along the ground and see arrowheads just sitting on the ground, which, of course, if you see them, you need to leave them there for others to enjoy. And since it is a part of archaeology, you don't want to disturb it. But being able to see that just on the ground is very unique. And Uinta County has some of the most populated areas with those items.
Yeah, I've never found one. I wish I could find one. But like you said, it's something to appreciate with your eyes only. It's really critical to come here and visit and appreciate it and enjoy it as much as you can. But please leave those items here in their home.
Definitely. So let's go back to outdoor recreation along the backway. We've already kind of covered camping. Is there a lot of opportunities for hiking or anything else like that? Are there any lakes?
Along Muddy Creek, there's not a lot of lakes. It's a lot of private ranch land. Actually, a lot of the ranch owners, their ancestors were original settlers in the area, the guilds and so on and so forth. So it's a lot of private areas. But this county road system is part of an ATV off-road trail system through the what we call SWAT, Southwest Off-Road Trails Program. So we encourage UTV and ATV riders to travel the county roads and climb up some of those two tracks, enjoy the groomed county roads where you can, enjoy these historic places. And again, motorsports, that seems to be a common theme for Southwest Wyoming is if you have an ATV or if you have a side-by-side, you can get pretty much everywhere you need to get to along Muddy Creek in Southwest Wyoming.
Can you tell me a little bit more about that trail program since a lot of visitors are traveling with their side-by-sides?
Yeah, a group of locals led by Mark Tesoro, who is on the Department of Tourism board, created what we know as SWAT, Southwest Off-Road Trails. And it was designed to encourage riders in the summertime when it's 150 or whatever it is in Moab and St. George and some of these southern Utah, northern Arizona communities to come up to Evanston, ride in a cooler climate. We've designated about 90% of our county roads as off-road trails roads, so you can ride those with an ORV sticker, no licensed vehicle required on those. And we've kind of integrated the areas we're talking about in these podcasts into that trail system. So you can travel with an ATV or ORV and visit all of these historic sites without touching paved surfaces.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. Well, that being said, since a lot of these areas are in kind of sparse areas on unpaved roads, that leads me to my next question, which is what amenities are around the Muddy Creek Backway? I assume there's not many amenities just because it is a dirt road.
Yeah, it's definitely not a road you want to travel in the winter, especially if you don't have four-wheel drive. There are not a lot of amenities on this historic byway, but it is right in between Evanston and the Bridger Valley for Bridger, Lyman, Mountain View. So you're no more than 10 or 15 miles away from a restaurant, good food, shelter, lodging, anytime you need it. So I wouldn't worry too much about, you know, packing all your life's belongings in your vehicle just to go on Muddy Creek, but definitely make sure that you have what you need to make the 25-mile one-way trip. So
got it. So just make sure that your tanks are full and you'll be close to enough towns that have great amenities just off of the backway, essentially. Rocco, let's go back to your upbringing in Uinta County. Did you spend a lot of time exploring the backways and byways in that area?
You know what? This is one time where I can answer absolutely yes, I have. This area between Evanston and Fort Bridger, my dad and mom and I spent a lot of time hunting and fishing and hanging out with friends out there. Of course, it is private land, so we had to get permission from the landowner to go off of the county road. But we became very familiar with this area, came to appreciate its beauty, you know, the diversity of the wildlife you see. And one second you think you could be in a high plains desert with no life form around you for 50 miles, and you travel 2 miles down the road and you're in dense forest and you know, there's a moose crossing the river and and a herd of elk off to the side of the road. So it is just very, it's just very Wyoming. I mean, you get everything that Wyoming has to offer in about a 50 square mile radius.
Sounds like the perfect paradise for just about anybody who's looking for a variety of Wyoming landscapes in one condensed area.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Perfect. Well, as we wrap up, I want to know what you think sets the Muddy Creek Historic Backway apart from Wyoming's other backways.
I think it's just what we talked about. I think it's that you get a taste of the high desert plains, and you also get a taste of the history, unique history to Southwest Wyoming. You can come learn about the Mormons and the Indians and the mountain men, learn about the Oregon Trail, California Trail, and Pony Express. But you can also see, you know, the things that are on the postcards, the moose crossing the river, the dense pine forest, the high mountain lakes, the trails, the hikes, King's Peak. All of these things are tucked in this tiny little county in the southwest corner of Wyoming.
Absolutely. It's like miniature Wyoming within big Wyoming, essentially.
That sounds good. We may coin that phrase.
All right. So Evanston is the largest city in Uinta County. And while there are a number of cities within the county with amenities, places to stay, et cetera, could you tell me a little bit about Evanston? Because I'm sure a lot of people would be stopping there on the way through.
Yeah, Evanston is definitely a very popular stop on the way to, you know, Jackson Hole, Yellowstone, Flaming Gorge, Bear Lake, all these places. And people stop here, they fill up, they eat, and then they take off. But I think something that people don't realize is that Evanston has so much history, and Evanston has so much cool, hyper-condensed into a small area, and they don't get away from our main retail areas, and they don't dive into what is actually Evanston. We have an awesome downtown. We still have historic buildings in downtown, some of which we've renovated and brought back, and they just look beautiful. And we have great restaurants, Main Street Deli, Suds Brothers, Bonrico. The golf course has a great restaurant. I mean, we just have incredible places to eat. We have great shops. We have history. We have railroad history, Native American history, history about the West and how we conquered the West. And Evanston is written into that script. And so I think Evanston has more to offer than just, you know, 20 gallons of fuel and a 32 ounce drink.
Well said. Well said. I couldn't agree with you more. And as far as visitors, when they plan their trip to Uinta County, is it best for them to visit travelwyoming.com, which is the official website for touring Wyoming?
Yes, that's correct. Travelwyoming.com has done a great job of mapping the salt to stone pathway and everything that you could ever need to know about Uinta County and all these great places is on that site. So I'd go visit there.
Last question. What are the City of Evanston's social media channels?
Yeah, we're at Evanston, Wyoming on Facebook. We post all of our events on that Facebook page. We're at Evanston, Wyoming on Instagram as well. And then you can visit evanstonwy.org if you're interested in learning more specifically about the city of Evanston. Go follow us on there.
Excellent, excellent. Rocco, thanks again for being here.
Yeah, thanks, Charles. Thanks for having me, man.
Be sure to visit the Muddy Creek Historic Backway and make it a part of your Wyoming trip. And to our listeners, when you're visiting Wyoming, make sure to travel responsibly. Don't forget to follow along on our social media channels and use hashtag Wyoming and hashtag That's Why as you post. You can use travelwyoming.com to help plan your next Wyoming visit. We'll see you in the next episode of Hello Wyoming. This has been another episode of the Hello Wyoming podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Charles Lammers and produced by Relic.